everybody. Happy Wednesday!
That's right. It is a Wednesday, so we have our Fesco and Dusty poll question, which is on X, formerly known as Twitter, which is what everybody says. You can go over there. Also, while you're at it, why don't you like and subscribe to the YouTube page, or you can go on Facebook, Twitch, or Twitter. That way it goes straight to the top when you do your search, like Maloney when he goes home at night and watches this on his TV.
Reruns. And then he watches the reruns.
It's awesome, man. I love it, because then he'll be like, oh, sand in your crack. Hilarious. I'm like, yeah. Damn right, Maloney. That's so much sand everywhere the other day.
How pissed was Maloney yesterday when he was trying to talk about his spot getting like the second best sports bar in Kansas City, and I reverted the conversation to Earl's Premier.
Okay. He's like, oysters suck, and so do you. Just kidding. I still love you. But the
congratulations to Maloney's, though. Yeah. They got a silver award or something like that. The Silver Sow Award. I don't know. But
I love that he's that disappointed about getting silver. Like, yeah. There's some people that, you know, would just want to be mentioned. But yeah, go to Maloney's.
Well, don't have people,
man,
passing out in your kitchen. You get the gold award for that. But right above it, it said something about Earl's Premier. And if you had never been there, it's phenomenal. It's a great seafood restaurant in town. And I saw it up there. I'm like, oh, man, Earl's Premier. And Maloney was so mad at us on the text.
Earl's.
Because it just right away from him, he winning did. The Silver Sow Award. Congratulations, Rob.
Yeah, they don't have fried mushrooms at Earl's Premier, but they do have good oysters.
Oh, they do.
But no, shout out to Maloney's. Go to Maloney's and get some lunch today. It's right off of Metcalf. If you're bored with traffic, take a right. Boom. If you're going, obviously, towards 435. But the question of the day on Fesco and Dusty's poll question, is Josh Simmons going to be the best Chiefs left tackle since Willie Rofe?
Yes.
151 votes are in, 82.1%. Why am I doing that? 82% of people, 82% of people said yes.
Good. Good.
I mean, can you imagine if you've got that for the rest of Mahomes' career? Nope. I know that I'm hard.
I said when they drafted him, and I still think Mahomes could retire before Josh Simmons if everything goes to plan. If this guy is a mainstay Hall of Fame left tackle, there is a good chance that he is here after Patrick Mahomes retires. And that's what we're rooting for. We're rooting for that guy to be the last guy that Patrick Mahomes has to have on the left side of his offensive line. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do this dance every year. And I don't think it's going to be doing that dance every year, because I think they got this thing figured out.
Well, this is the guy.
It's also like perfect timing, because there's three things that F the NFL with this, right? One, Veach does it again. Chiefs get a steal. And three, Mahomes getting older, which means the improvisation will go down, which is age.
It's just age. It happens.
And now that if you have protection, then he can be a drop back passer. And when Tom Brady figured out that he could just sit on a spot and just have time, It was nuts, man. It was like, and we always remember this when you play the Patriots in the playoffs. You got to get Tom Brady off of his spot. You will hear that in 5 years from now with Patrick Mahomes, where it's like, you got to get Mahomes off his spot or he'll rip you to shreds. Whereas like before, it's you want to keep Mahomes in the pocket. That's where he's not as effective. He's more effective outside the pocket. Josh Simmons will allow Mahomes to evolve in his career and also bring back that 4,045 sort of stuff where people are going, God, can you believe we had Lamar Jackson over Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, right, exactly. And people right now who are looking at stats because they don't watch the games are going to say, wow, look what Patrick Mahomes, he got better. No, he didn't get better. His offensive line got better. Thanks for watching the last couple of years.
But, and his receivers, yeah.
And his receivers are healthy now, too. And so all of that does factor in. That's why like stats tell part of the story, but they don't nearly tell all of the story. Because if you're just relying on stats, then you think, well, Patrick Mahomes has had a down year for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. You don't take into account everything that has happened because of what's gone on with Patrick Mahomes. So, no, I hope this is the last left tackle that we see in Kansas City, the last left tackle for Patrick Mahomes. And I hope it gets to the point, too, where it was like at the end of Peyton Manning's career when we were 9-0 and went in there in Andy Reid's first year and we thought we were going to beat the Broncos. And Manning just sat in that pistol formation and was getting rid of the ball before, like, Tom Bahali could even get off the line. That's how quick it was.
They call that a clinic.
Yeah, and it was. It was like, I just remember sitting there, Josh and I, in that press box that day going, what in the hell are we watching, man? Like he just diced up that defense, right? And Tom just couldn't get there. Nobody could get there because as soon as he got the ball, he was getting rid of it. That's going to be the tail end of Patrick Mahomes' career. That'll be that new edition of Patrick Mahomes. The Peyton Manning, get rid of the ball, get rid of the ball, get rid of the ball. The deep ball will be gone. It'll be a lot of yak guys out there, a lot of speed guys out there. Yeah. But that's where he will be at his point in his career.
Who do you have? Wes Welker, Julius Thomas, and Demaryius Thomas?
Yeah, right. Good Lord, yeah. You talk about the weapons he had on that team. Right? by the defense that was second to none.
Then you got ripe Von Miller there as well, too.
DeMarcus, like,
that defense was sick.
So good.
I mean, so good, so good. That team was fun to watch play, not against us, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was a fun football team to watch. And eventually we'll get there. I mean, that's the kind of the circle of life in the NFL quarterback. And you want to play a couple of more years, you got to change your game a little bit, man. And that may be sitting back there and just firing the ball as soon as you get it, you know?
Yeah, and mission full circle will be like drop eight against the Bengals. Mahomes couldn't figure it out to now. It's like, okay, you can't do anything. Right. If he has time, he's going to destroy you.
Yeah.
You look at Von Miller, Ware, Harris, Tlaib.
Yeah.
And then it's orchestrated by Peyton Manning with all these weapons. No wonder they were, setting offensive records with like 5,400 yards that year and like 53 touchdowns or 56 touchdowns.
The touchdown numbers were sick that year.
56 and like 52, I think, were his numbers. You're quanning for a new Royal.
I am. Stephen Kwan is the guy. And I know he's
hate that guy.
But
I hate him more than Ramirez.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he always gets hits against the Royals.
I mean, I was looking at some of his stuff yesterday. He's the perfect Royal. And I was talking to a major league scout about this yesterday, and they were like, the problem that you have with this scenario is that Cleveland and the Royals are battling for that final wild card spot with each other. And he said GMs have been fired for less, traded Stephen Kwan. But I said, what about the Class A thing? That changes everything to me right now with where Cleveland is, right? This Class A thing is not good, obviously. It's changed the whole dynamic of everything. Stephen Kwan's under contract through next year as well. He's got 3 gold gloves. He's the best left fielder probably in the American League right now. He's a contact hitter. The dude never strikes out, and he helps you today. He helps you tomorrow. Like, that's the perfect Royal for me, and he is available. There are a lot of teams talking to Cleveland right now about Stephen Kwan, and if you're the Royals, that's 100% a guy that would be a perfect fit here in Kansas City. 3-time gold glover, contact hitter, never strikes out, top of the lineup guy. Like, man, give me some Stephen Kwan right now.
Would you send Estevez for Kwan?
Yeah.
Just 1v1 inside the division?
Yeah, I would absolutely
do that. Handshakes hand. You get an outfielder, they get a closer. Their closer's probably done for the rest of the year, if not next year.
Right.
He might get
be done forever.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, the percentage, did you hear about the Class A stuff, Mac? He was reported gambling. 17.5% of his first pitches were missed, and he only had a 5% rate the rest of any other pitches. Jeez. That's not obvious.
Yeah, right.
I'm not gambling.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're just weird.
like you waste a pitch on every batter to start.
Crazy.
No chance that's happening.
Like, what was the NBA guy that was going down and rebound and then missing the shot on purpose because his numbers were like.
Wasn't it Kevin Porter?
And then taking himself out of the game. It was Kevin Porter.
So he would do that. So, just. Idiots.
The idiots in sports that are trying to make money by fixing games, you suck, man.
and
you should get a lifetime ban, from those sports because you you're not good enough to play in this game. Playing in the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball is a privilege. It is not a right. If you mess up that privilege, you're gone. Gambling on these games is gone. It's the worst thing you can do as an athlete is gamble on these games and fix these games and do stuff like that. You got to go, man. There's no room for you here.
Royals in town today, one last time before a 9-game road trip. And then the day before the trade deadline, they're 53-55. They play the Braves today. They are -125 on the money line. Over under 9.5, they are going to go with the opener today. We'll talk to Q at 9 o'clock about this and also the trade deadline. Angel Zerpa gets the slab today with his little rabbit tail that he's got back there. That's like
who's
gray
pitching
and white.
For Atlanta?
Joey Wentz.
Oh, he is cool.
Yeah,
local kid. Yeah,
5.76 ERA. So
National Father-in-Law Day. My father-in-law is friends with his grandpa, so I'm sure he'll be out of the ballpark today. Tom, if you are, please stay in the shade.
And Ronald Acuña is out with an Achilles injury. He was seen leaving last night's game with a boot and tears,
that
which
sucks.
Is just terrible to see. The former MVP of 2 years ago and also blew his ACL out a year ago. So the Royals coming to this game 4 games out of the wild card spot. We'll see if there's any hugs today in the dugout because it is National Hug Watch. You got to see who's going to be leaving. We saw last night in the doubleheader. I don't know if you saw this video on Twitter. Baltimore and Toronto are in a doubleheader, and in the middle of it, they switched players. And this guy, or they traded, Baltimore traded one of their pitchers to the Toronto Blue Jays, and he just walked from one dugout or one locker room to the other in mid-game.
It's fun when that happens. Very
that
rarely
cool.
does that happen, but it's still fun to see that. It's still unique. It's still awesome to see. All right, see you later. I'm going across the street there, and I'm going to be, throwing against you now. But how about that guy going from worst to first? too. Right. I mean, what a great trade. That guy's got to be happy as a pig, and you know what, to be traded out of Baltimore and go to Toronto on a first-place team that's... I've been watching Toronto over the last week or so. They're playing some really good baseball right now. Man, that's going to be a tough task for the Royals to go up there.
Yeah, they got swept in their doubleheader yesterday, but they did hone the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
At least they still might.